Good morning. We are privileged to be with you this morning. Phil and I have been on a sabbatical since January. We've been auditing seminary classes. Recharging our batteries for next term. One thing we worked on last fall was finishing a book that Phil wrote and that John Mark, our son, did the graphic design for.
秋天嘅時候咧，我哋有阿Phil係寫咗本書，咁咧我哋嘅仔咧就幫我哋咧影咗啲相去加插落去做插圖嘅。
It's called Yefa Bay, and it means thank you.
呢本書個名叫 Yefa Bay 嘅意思即係多謝感恩。
Yefa Bay is the greeting in Burkina Faso.
Yefa Bay 呢個字喺 Burkina Faso 呢個話裏邊嘅意思就即係感謝意思。
Among the Nanergay people.
即係 Nanergay人佢哋嗰句説話。
So we spent many minutes finishing the editing, and our son spent many hours working on the pictures and the layout.
我哋寫咧就係段分鐘計啊！阿仔做呢啲嘅graphic嘅時候咧，就係用段鐘頭計嘅。It's
about a day in the life of a non-Nanergay family.
內容咧就係講到咧，喺呢個Nanergay人佢哋每一日嘅日常生活。It
puts together all of Phil's cultural anthropological notes into a story form.
將到咧阿Phil佢寫低嘅每一日嘅日記，同埋一啲嘅人類學裏面嘅經歷，去寫成呢一個內容。So
if any of you pray regularly for the Nanergay people, I encourage you to at least look at the pictures in this book.
如果在座弟兄姊妹咧係有為Nanergay嘅人去禱告嘅話咧，你都可能有好有興趣想睇呢本書裏面唔同嘅圖畫。Because
we are leaving a copy with the church.
我哋咧會將一本咧留喺俾教會嘅嚇。Thank you.
Well, good morning.
大家早晨.
How are you?
你哋好嗎?
Well, you look okay.
你哋都好似都幾好係嘛?
I see some faces that were here this morning.
今朝早我見到一啲唔同嘅面孔.
And I'm going to find out if their souls were also here this morning.
我亦都要問下你究竟帶咗個靈係咪呢度先得啊?
Which scripture verse did I give to you in Nanergay?
嗱，一陣間咧會讀一句經文，咁咧睇下咧，你知唔知道呢句經文咧係喺邊一度出嚟嘅？
It's okay. In Burkina Faso, you say a person's body can be there, but their soul doesn't have to be there. It can be somewhere else.
喺布基納法索嘅地方裏邊咧，佢哋有一個嘅睇法就係個人可以喺度，不過個魂係可以唔喺度嘅。我哋中文都有嘅。No, I said Chinese said that as well.
Okay. Well, I want you to listen to something.
我想咧讀一啲嘢俾你大家聽下。
This is an example of the work that Carol and I went to do in Burkina Faso. We went to a place where there were no churches and no Christians. But other Christians had tried to preach using the trade language. And the Nanergay people had not become Christian. So let's start here. Burkina Faso,
Nanergay.
Now, let me translate. Burkina Faso means the land of the people of integrity.
Burkina Faso 嘅意思就即係一啲有信用嘅人嘅地方。
And Nanergay means the real men.
Nanergay 嘅意思就即係真實嘅人。
So, Phil and Carol Bergen went to Burkina Faso, or they went to the land of the people of integrity to work with the real men.
當我就嗰句話意思就即係其實咧，Phil 同埋 Carol 去咗呢一個誠實嘅人嗰度，去同嗰啲真實嘅人去工作。
Okay, so if you go to the land of the people of integrity and you talk to the real men and you just tell them a message and then leave, do you think the real men will take that message and do something?
所以如果我們去到一個真實,即是一個誠實的人的地方那裡,去對一些真誠的人去講說話,然後講完之後就走了之後,你以為他們會相信我們講的說話呢?
So we decided to do something different.
所以我們就決定做一些不同的事情了。
We went to the leaders of the real men in the land of the people of integrity. We said, we can help you understand the word of God in your own language. Do you want that? The leaders said absolutely. But you have many problems. So they gave us a young man whose nickname was the prototype. So the prototype among the real men in the land of the people of integrity. Spent many years with missionaries. And translated into his own language. The key parts of the Word of God. It took us a long time. Because we had to learn first, we had to learn four languages. I went away to school to learn Greek. Then I went to Burkina Faso to the capital to learn French. Then I went to the area where the Nanergay live to learn Jula. Then I started learning Nanergay. Then I started working with the prototype. And we had to understand each other. And that was a lot of work. Okay. Here comes something from the Word of God. Are you ready? Na du kaka adere luge klange ne nyinge nyinge na yasire sin na nudunge kan fasinge na linge kan lilimbi wege na lere kanela wuri kle woka yunewa liba vora ko urnyo la adere bano wurla linyen li wo wozine na wuri wo mudambe se le nyung tan Wura li joge, fon lir lise, li yige, li tagirela. Wow, how powerful. Okay, I didn't go there just so I could do funny things. Now, listen to it in your own language. Isaiah 55:10-11. And remember who's talking. This is God talking. In His Word. It was written so that people would not play with it. Okay, listen in Cantonese. 雨雪从天而降,并不返回,都滋润土地,使地上发芽结实,使撒种的有种,使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此,绝不徒然返回,却要成就我所喜悦的,在我发它出去的事情上,必然亨通。Now is that powerful?
是不是满有能力的这个说话?
Is that more powerful than Nanergay? It is for you. Okay. That's why we went to Burkina Faso.
所以为什么我们要去到 Burkina Faso的地方?
To that place where people had not heard God say that before.
去到这个地方，因为他们未听闻过神的说话。
But they knew that God's word exists.
但是他们知道神的话语存在。
So a real man needs an opportunity to hear it for himself.
所以这些真实的人，他们需要自己亲身的听见神的说话。
Will God always help people who listen to his word?
神会不会永远去帮那些去愿意寻找他说话的人呢？去听到他说话呢？
Will his word always bring the changes into the world that God sent it for?
神的说话是否能够永远去改变这个世界，是他差派去的世界里面呢？
Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to show you our failure.
跟着我同大家分享的就是我在那个地方里面一些失败的地方。We
went as a missionary team to Burkina Faso, the Burgans and some other missionaries.
我们去到那里是一个宣教的团队去到那个地方里面工作。The
Burgans were going to be technical workers in Bible translation.
我们在那里做的是做一个圣经的翻译。
Other missionaries were going to be evangelists who teach the message.
同时也有其他的宣教士去做的，就是做传福音的工作，同埋咧去讲解圣经。
Then the Burgans lost their partners.
咁我哋跟住就唔见咗我哋啲同嘅对工嘅人啦。And
the Burgans had to decide what they were going to do.
咁我哋坐低谂下，究竟我哋做啲咩嘢好咧？
I know God gave me the gift of learning languages.
我知道神俾我嘅系佢讲系一个说学说话嘅恩赐。
I know that He gave me His word.
我都知道神将佢嘅话语交托俾我。
And so God forced me to answer this question.
所以我哋都睇见，神系逼我去要答呢个嘅问题。
Have I learned how to use this?
我有冇好好嘅学点去使用神嘅圣经话语咧？
No, really. Have I learned how to use this?
我问这个真实的问题就是，究竟我有没有学会怎么用圣经呢？
How many of you could go to another person and say, let me show you how to live with God. I'll show you the parts that explain that. How many of you can do this?
在座有没有哪位可以告诉别人，我告诉你圣经可以怎么解答你的问题，可以教你怎么过你的生活，有没有呢？
See, we tend to think as Christians that sharing the word of God, that's for specialists.
我们很多时都会觉得去分享神的说话这件事是交给一些专家才去做的。
But that's not true.
但这个不是真实的。
That's for everyone who wants to obey Jesus.
这个是交给每一个愿意跟随神去顺服神的人的工作。
So this morning, what I want to do for you is to show you what has happened since our failure as a mission team.
所以今早我同大家分享嘅就係分享到我哋體會我哋自己嘅失敗嘅時候點樣嘅改變。
We had all the people there and then we didn't have enough people there.
我哋最初有好多好多嘅人同我一齊嘅團隊，跟住嗰啲人唔見曬。
We had a missionary who knew the Bibles kind of, but he knew how to do linguistics, but okay, that's not enough.
我哋最初有識得翻譯嘅人，但係佢亦都有識得講唔同語文嘅人，但係跟住其實發覺呢個係唔足夠嘅。
So I went back and I got a copy of the Word of God that's organized in chronological order so I could follow it like a movie.
当我回去翻翻圣经的时候，我就睇见其实圣经系一个嘅好有时序性嘅，好似电影咁样，系逐章逐卡逐卡佢表达出嚟嘅。And
so now I can actually tell you the main points of the story, how the story begins, how the story develops, and where we come into the story.
以至我系可以去解去展示俾大家听，圣经嘅故事系点样由开始一直慢慢慢慢嘅去演变出嚟。
I had a huge problem.
但我有一个好大嘅问题。
And God had to grab me and shake me to make me pay attention.
神系需要去捉住我，提醒我呢个系一个好重要嘅问题，我需要处理。
So one day, God did something to me to start me on the right direction.
所以有一日，神将我抓住，要提醒我呢样嘢。
We were building a house.
我哋起紧一间屋。
We had a big pile of sand.
我哋有好多好多嘅沙喺度。
And it's a fun place for the kids to play.
亦都系咧小朋友好中意玩嘅地方。
And every day around 10 o'clock, me and the men who were building the house, we would go away and we would eat at someone else's house, take a rest break at 10 o'clock.
我哋每日10点钟嘅时候咧，我同埋我哋嗰啲工头咧就会系唞一唞，去隔篱屋嗰度食下嘢，唞一唞气嘅。
So then I went over to that rest place, I got my food, I sat down to eat the food, and before I could eat the food, all of a sudden, I had a very strong feeling.
那天如常呢,我就過去旁邊吃東西,拿著一盆食物,拎著那盆食物的時候,突然有一個很強烈的感覺。
The feeling was something terrible is going to happen on the sand pile.
那個感覺就是突然告訴我,有些很突然驚的事情,就來要在那堆的沙堆裡發生。
Go back to the sand pile.
快點走回去那個沙堆裡看什麼事。
And I thought, this is bizarre, this is weird, I don't understand this, this I don't like, this is, what is this?
我只是当时的感觉就觉得这是一个不寻常、不喜欢的感受。I
said, well, I'll go back over there, but first I'll eat.
我就告诉自己,好了,我现在拿了声走回去,不过去之前我不过去吃点东西先。So
I reached for my food.
所以我拿了声,拿了食物。
And then it hit me, another message.
接着有另一个很急切的讯息给我。
You are going to regret not going because you know something bad is about to happen on the Sanpa.
那个感受就告诉我,如果你现在还不快点走,你跟着你就会一生的后悔,你快点走去那个沙堆那里。
Now I'm arguing with what?
我的反,
me?
我的反应第一就是,哦? 什么事啊?
Okay, I didn't know.
我当时真的什么都不知道。
So I got up with my food, I said, what's the difference? I'll go find out what's happening on the sand pile.
所以我当时的反应就是,好了,我拿了声,拿了食物之后,我就走去看看什么事了。
I walked back, it takes a while, I walked back with the food, and my son remembers seeing me coming, holding a plate of food, saying, what is dad doing walking around with a plate of food?
我拿了食物之后,还要行一段路,我才去到沙堆那里。我儿子看到就说,爸,你搞什么?拿着盆兜食物,周围走来走去做什么?
When I got close enough, I saw why I had come back.
当我走到接近沙堆的时候,我就突然明白我做什么事情了。
20 truckloads of sand is a lot of sand.
你记得,我们现在那里是说,有20车的泥沙堆在那里。
And the kids had found you can quickly dig into damp sand, and they dug a tunnel under the sand pile.
那些小朋友就很有创意的,他们跟着就已经发觉,其实那些沙那里,他们因为湿湿地,他们就开始一个洞在那些沙堆那里。
Three or four kids could be inside at the same time.
那个洞大了,三四个小孩可以同时一起穿过那个洞的。
Oh, they wanted to go from one side all the way to the other.
他们很开心的,由一边就可以走到另一边。
So, the other kids were running around on top.
另外还有一些小孩在沙堆上,一起在走。
That's stupid.
这个是一个很愚蠢的做法,大家知道。
They shouldn't do that.
你知道大家是不可以这样做,是吗?
And that's all I could see.
我当时就见到这样的景象了。
So I used my big, terrifying voice, which I won't use.
我就用我这个很震惊的,很大的声音去跟他讲。
And I said, come here now.
我就跟他们说,很斯文的,现在就叫他们快点拿声下来,来这里了。
And all the kids came.
那些小孩就拿声走过来了。
And so I said to my son, go back up there on top.
我跟着就跟我儿子说,儿子,你走上去那个沙堆上高。
Jump.
跳几下,还不重要。
And it collapsed.
跟着那些沙就倒下来。就是这样倒下来。
He sunk down into the sand.
我儿子跟着那些沙一起倒下去。
And he was terrified.
他很害怕。
The other kids were watching.
其他的小孩看着这个景况,
once the sand breaks loose,
一看着山开始沙松的时候,
it flows like water.
就看着山好像水一样在流动。
They're not stupid kids.
他们一点都不蠢的,这帮小孩。
And they all imagined how anyone could rescue them when the sand keeps coming down.
他们开始想象当时如果沙这样倒下来的时候,怎样可以有人去救他们。
And what it would be like to suffocate. And how that was going to happen to them. And then the third part of that message came. I called you to save them. So I'm standing there with a plate full of food. And the question, does God speak? It was answered for me.
我就跟着问,神你是不是答了我的问题向我说话呢?
And then,
跟着呢?
Everything that gave me confidence in our mission project was taken away.
跟着我一直对于我这个宣教工作那份的自信心完全就被夺去了。
Our partners were taken away.
我嘅同工行行唪唔同地方走咗。
Our mission organization was not working properly.
我哋嗰个嘅宣教机构出现咗好多嘅问题。
And that's not MB mission. That's the one we were working with at that point, which was a different mission.
我讲嗰个宣教机构唔系 MB 嘅宣教机构，不过系另一个我当时附属嘅宣教机构。
Right now, MB mission is working very well.
但系大家放心，MB mission 你做得好好啊。
And now I'm an MB mission missionary because the other mission. Okay, that's not your story.
啊，咁我亦都因为嗰个宣教机构出咗问题，所以而家转咗过去 MB mission 嗰度。
Something very important happened to a missionary.
有啲好重要嘅事情喺呢个宣教士嘅身上发生咗。
He learned that God speaks.
佢学识咗原来神会讲说话。
And then he was in big trouble.
更加睇见，其实我哋唔需要喺呢个问题。
And then he wanted God to speak again.
咁我哋就去求神，唔该你再讲说话啦。
Tell him what to do.
话俾佢知有啲咩需要做啦。
Do I go to a different project?
我系咪要去另一个唔同嘅项目嘅里边咧
？Do I give up and go where it looks better?
系咪去放弃而家所做嘅，去做一啲更加好似好啲嘅嘢咧
？God didn't say anything anymore.
但系神沉默无言，唔再讲说话。
He gave me the gift of silence.
神俾我一个恩赐，一个宁静嘅恩赐。
Now I was at that point, I had been a junior high teacher for 5 years.
喺呢个之前，其实已经做咗五年嘅初中嘅老师。
And a high school teacher for three.
Secondary school. 教咗三年书啦，已经。
And there's something I understood very quickly as a teacher.
我作为一个老师，好快就学识咗一样嘢嘅。
The students can take charge.
学生系可以控制你个班房嘅，其实。
And they do it in lots of ways.
他们都有很多不同的方法去控制你的班房的。
So, for example, if I say something to the class as a teacher,
当我跟我班学生讲一句说话,
I learned quickly to first make sure they hear me.
我学习的那件事就是记得一定要他们听你讲，听到你讲什么。
Then any student afterwards who says, what?
跟着学生跟你说什么?
They can ask somebody else because I already gave instructions.
他们可以问其他人，因为我已经解释清楚我要他们做什么了。
And they better do that.
更加好的就快点问旁边的人。
Or they'll get left behind.
如果不是，他们就跌到后面了。
Because they weren't paying attention.
因为他们没有留心听。
And I don't waste my time.
我都不会打算去浪费时间去照顾那些学生。
And I'll work with the people who are paying attention.
因为我一心一意就要帮那些留心听我讲书的。
So.
所以呢?
Was I doing the same thing to God?God let me sit there in silence.
神用让我宁静地坐在那里。
Except that I had this.
唯一的我有的就是神的说话的圣经。
Has God not already spoken?
我问，神是不是已经在这里跟我讲了说话呢？
Absolutely.
绝对的是。
Have I been paying attention?
但是我有没有留心去听神的说话呢？
No.
没有。
I'll give you an example.
我给一个例子给大家。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
He would reveal Himself
他会将自己显明,
to every single person
他将自己显给每一个,
who does what?
每一个什么人啊?
Do you know the verse?
大家知不知道圣经哪里出处啊?
Do you know the book that it's in?
知不知道是哪一卷书呢?
St. John, good job.
14?
Good. Who can read it in Cantonese?
Can you read it?
Yeah.
14:21?
John 14:21. If you have my commands,
如果你有我的命令,
and you obey them,
又遵守的,
My Father will love you.
我的父必爱你。
And I will love you.
我也要爱你。
Because you love us.
因为你爱我们。
Or you love Jesus.
因为你爱耶稣。
You can't love Jesus and not listen to what he's saying.
你不可以爱耶稣而不聆听他的说话。
He knows the people who love him.
因为他知道谁爱他。
They're listening.
他是聆听着的。
And they say, oh, that's what you want.
咁我哋就会知道，哦，原来神你想爱我做呢样嘢。
And then they try to do that.
咁我哋跟住就会尽我能力去做。
Okay, so we've gone to this place, to the land of the people of integrity, to the real men, to the prototype, and explained.
咁我哋就去到呢一个嘅Beginner Fast 呢个地方，去同呢啲嘅真实真嘅人。
The word comes in two forms. The Word of God comes in two forms.
神的说话, 用两个不同的形式向我们显明,
the written form,
第一就是那个文字,
and through the actions of believers.
另外就是透过信徒的生活,
people need to see both.
人需要看见两样东西是合在一起的,
they need to hear the Word of God,
他们需要听见神的说话,
and they need to see somebody whose life matches Jesus' life.
他们更加看见的就是有人的生命是和神的说话是配合的,
so, I stayed even though I was alone, and I waited for God's provision.
虽然我们是单独孤单，但我们决意去留在那里。
God was going to send somebody who would be able to say to these non-gay men, to these real men, live Christian lives like I do, and they were looking at me and saying, we can't look at you, you're white, you're not like us.
我们知道神一定会差派人出来去活出基督徒的生命，他们不可以单单看着我们，因为我们在他们眼中是白人。
So when I finished with my translation work just for the Bible story from Genesis to the birth of the church, just that,
当我完成了圣经翻译，我其实当时的翻译主要就是从创世纪开始一直翻译到去到教会的建立为止。
During all that time to learn three languages and culture and translation and all the work connected,
同步的在学不同的语文，也在翻译，也在建立教会。
I went over to the Nanargay's neighbors, the Sichite people.
我们就去到Nanargay隔离的村庄那里的另一班人那里中间。
I knew a group of real men over there.
因为我在那里知道，那里有一些真的人在那里。
Those men had been following Christ, had been persecuted, and had very many troubles because they were the first believers.
这些真的人，他们是一班信神的人，他们面对过很多很多逼迫，因为他们是当时全族里面唯一的新的信徒。
And I said, you know what I'm doing, and you know that I can't do it without your help.
我知道你在做什么，你要知道我在做什么，而我做的事没有你们，我做不到。
But they had never done mission work before.
但他们从来没做过宣教的工作。
But they knew that they should come.
但他们知道他们需要来到这里。
So they sent Madhu.
所以他们就差遣了一个Madhu这个童工过来。
His name is Madhu.
他的名叫Madhu.
He was a pastor.
他是一个牧师。
And he was there now their first missionary.
他都成为了第一个的宣教士。
And so here's what happened. This is important. Madhu comes to our village.
这个很重要，Madhu就是这个人，这个牧师来到我们这个村庄那里。
And he goes, not to us, he goes to the village leadership.
他没有来找我，但是他走了去找这个村里面的领袖。
You talk about China being communist. China is a communist country.
大家知道中国是一个共产主义国家。
But the non-gay people are communists.
其实non-gay的人更加共产。
They share everything.
他们任何东西都是分享的，任何东西都分开的，分跟大家分开的。
That's why they, if a person is at work, you say thank you. That's why the greeting thank you, you hear it all the time.
所以那个人如果跟你做事，你就跟他说多谢就行了，因为多谢的说话就是这样的。
Everything that you do helps me, everything I do helps you.
你做的帮我，我做的帮你的。
Because we all live together.
因为我们大家是共生的，其实。
So Madhu said, I am a Sanufo man, I am like these men, I have the same culture.
这个Madhu就说我是Sanufo的人，我也跟他们的思维很相似的。
I want to work in your village.
我很想在你的村里面去做事。
Give me a field.
给一个田我不如。
So the elders of the village who give fields to people,
这个村长其实就有权去分地给人的。
They'd already given all the good fields to the good people.
当然他已经将好的地给好人了，是吧？
So they gave him a visitor, they gave him a bad field.
想想你都是外来人，随便给块烂地你啦。
So he went to work in his bad field.
于是他就在这个烂地那里做事了。
And he got a bumper crop of rice.
他就在那里去种东西，但种了很多出来。
10 times as much rice on his little field as the guy next door.
比隔壁那个田那些种多10倍。
Do you remember seeing that video, by the way?
你有没有看过这个video啊?
The title is A New Community.
叫做新的群体。
And we can leave that for you. I have it on my computer if you want to
look at it.
That's where things were 3 years ago. Madhu's rice field was becoming something people talked about. It's been continuing every year since then. 7 years he's had bumper crops. Everybody has to answer the question, what is happening here? Because they can see it. There's no question. Something's happening here. Now I'm going to talk about a guy named John Langer. John Langer is a farmer and a grocery store owner in Gettysburg, South Dakota.
John Langer is a South Dakota.
He's in one of the churches that we go to. One day he contacted me by email and he said, God wants me to come to Burkina. I said, that's interesting. I know that God speaks. So, why are you coming? He said, I don't know. I just know I'm supposed to come. So when John Langer said, but I need you to understand something. God has recently given me a ministry. In South Dakota, God has called me to pray in the name of Jesus and free people from demonic oppression. He said, I fought with God for years because I don't want to be anywhere near that kind of thing. But when I finally said, yes, God, send me people who are tormented, they have to come into the church building, they have to be with me and other believers, but God, you can send them. God has freed 30 people. Through that ministry of a grocery store farmer, ordinary guy. And we said, oh, well, we're not doing that in Burkina right now, but that's interesting. So John started planning to come. Then here's Madhu, people are talking about him. So another village, a Nanargay village where there are no Christians at all. An old man from that village says to Madhu, come and teach the word in our village. So Madhu and that old man go to that village. On the big day that was planned, they expected to find everyone ready. Instead, they found everyone asleep. They knocked on doors. They finally found somebody who would open the door. And they told Madhu the story. One of our strong young men has been taken by evil spirits. To keep him from hurting himself and other people, our men have been struggling for 3 days. Nobody's been asleep for 3 days. Finally, the guy wore out and went to sleep. So we're all sleeping, don't bother us. Now, what would you do? Go to sleep. Madhu should turn around and go home? Is that what he should do? Okay, this is a Sanufo, this is a Nanargay knife. This is made by Nanargay blacksmiths in a Nanargay village. Everything here is completely made by hand. It's pounded, it's very precisely made by pounding by a blacksmith.
佢咧係用佢好精巧、精細技巧去製造出嚟嘅一個好鋒利嘅刀。
It's light and it's strong.
係好輕，但係好結實嘅一把刀。
And it has two edges, one on both sides.
係有兩刃嘅刀嘅嚟嘅呢個係。
And I've used this knife to butcher 3 wild boar.
我亦都曾經用過呢把刀咧去宰過三隻野豬啦，已經。
It's very light, and I carry it with me when I hunt.
我亦都咧每一次我去打獵嘅時候會帶埋呢把刀去。
Just like they do.
就好似呢個當地嘅人咁樣一樣。
I know it'll keep cutting till I'm done butchering whatever I killed.
我都知道呢把刀係好有用嘅，直至到咧我真劏開啲豬之後，我把刀都仲用得嘅。
It's a double-edged sword.
因為呢個兩刃嘅刀嚟嘅。
So, I know how to use this.
我識得點樣用呢把刀嘅係啦。
Madhu, he knew something too.
Madhu 亦都識得用一啲好特別嘅嘢。
He knew that the devil cannot stand in the presence of a real Christian.
Madhu 好清楚知道，冇一個嘅惡魔可以喺真正嘅基督徒面前站立得住。
We have authority in Jesus' name.
我哋奉基督嘅名，我哋係滿有權能嘅。
If we're in a good relationship with Jesus.
如果我哋同神有一個良好嘅關係嘅時候。
And Madhu said, I am going to go see that young man.
咁所以 Madhu 好有信心就話，我要去見呢個年輕人。
They opened the door.
打開道門。
The young man started to wake up.
呢個年輕人開始醒啦。
He started to go crazy again.
呢個年輕人開始瘋狂啦。
Madhu looked at him and said, Can I pray for you in Jesus' name?
於是 Madhu 就對呢個年輕人講話，我可唔可以奉基督嘅名為你禱告啊？
And the young man said, Please, nothing else has helped me.
呢個年輕人就同 Madhu 講，請求你啦，因為冇任何嘢幫到我哋。
Madhu prayed in Jesus' name.
Madhu 就奉基督嘅名為佢禱告。
That the demons would leave.
叫魔鬼離開。
The demons left.
魔鬼離開咗之後。
Now the community is saying, What do we do?
跟住嗰個全地青年話，咁點算啊？
We tried everything, nothing worked. We don't know what just happened here. Who is this Jesus?
我哋成條村所有用咗咁嘅方法都搞佢唔掂，究竟呢個耶穌係邊個嚟嘅？
So they sent the young man home with Madhu.
所以佢哋話：Madhu 唔該，你帶埋呢個年輕人走。
And they went back to sleep.
等我哋繼續瞓下覺啦。
How many times does that happen to us?
究竟喺我哋生命裏邊有冇發生過咁嘅事情咧？
We just see something important and we go back to sleep.
我哋睇見好神奇、好重要嘅事情發生咗，不過我哋跟住就走去瞓覺。
I can't spend enough time today to tell the whole story, but at this point now, Madhu has freed 5 people from 3 villages, and everyone in the area knows. And some of these people come from far away. They know that Jesus has more authority than anything they've ever seen before.
我冇時間去慢慢再講呢個故事，我只係可以講咧，就係有五個人從三個唔同嘅地方裏面已經睇見，其實 Madhu 呢個工作更加知道咧，其實神嘅能力係大過一切。
He has authority over the strongest spirits they've ever known.
佢有神嘅能力大過呢一個佢哋滿有權能嘅嗰啲嘅惡魔嘅能力。
Jesus has more authority than any of the Muslim teachers.
主耶穌更加比任何嘅穆斯林嘅教師嘅能力更加大。
And ordinary farmers who know Jesus,
相反地，一個普通嘅農民佢認識神嘅話
，can go straight into the worst of the demonic situations.
可以進入去最麻煩、最困難嘅嗰個嘅被魔鬼纏身嘅嗰啲情況裏邊。
And in Jesus' name, they can drive away the worst enemies we can imagine.
更加可以奉基督嘅名將鬼趕走。
Now, my computer battery is dying, but I want to show you a few things.
我個電腦嗰啲電就嚟死啦，不過想俾大家睇一睇些少嘢。
And I forgot my power cord, so we'll see if we can make this work.
我哋試下睇下睇唔睇得到啊。
John Langer came and he had a vision, and he shared the vision with us.
正話講到 John Langer。咁咧，佢嚟到呢度咧，系佢同我哋分享咗一个嘅意象。
He said that he had seen，
佢话俾我哋知咧，佢睇见咧
，a line of African people，
睇见成行成列嘅非洲人。
And that all of a sudden this line of African people just went like this， and he felt like now they were all free。
佢突然間睇見呢一行列嘅非洲人，突然間佢哋被釋放過嚟。
Now he didn't know what that meant.
佢唔明白呢個究竟係點解。
And we didn't either.
我哋當然都唔明白究竟乜嘢意思。
I can describe this to you. And you don't have to see the pictures, and you'll still
be.
So, now John is there. He meets Madhu. The two of them share their new ministries with each other. They're encouraging each other. Two farmers who are now driving out demons in Jesus' name. That's a big deal. And now from America and Africa, they meet, and I get to help them understand each other.
John and Madhu,
But God sent something with John. It was a miracle. In order to do Bible translation, we have to find a way to explain things that people haven't thought about before. If you find the right way to describe something, people will understand. How do you describe salvation? What does salvation look like? There's John, and there's Maliki, the prototype of the real man in the land of people. That's the Bible translator. Who agreed with what I'm about to say. Salvation is taking a person's head off. So let me translate for you. In the old days, teams of strong, well-armed, aggressive men would go out and steal their neighbors and take them and sell them.
在以前远古的时候,一帮很强壮的人,他们就会走去隔离村那里,去偷了人家回来。
But there was something important about that job.
但是他做这件事有一个重要的。
People don't like it when you steal their relatives.
当你走去掳了人家之后,人家那些家人不开心,不喜欢,是吧?
And there are a bunch of strong, well-armed young men in all those villages where you're stealing people.
那里也当然有很多很强壮的人会打回头的嘛。
And they know their bush better than you do. You take one of their people, they'll come after you. And they'll kill you. So that you never come back. But the only way you can escape if you've taken one of their people is to make it not worth the effort. When those men show up to get their brother back, they're going to have to decide how many are willing to die to get one guy back. So the raiders will take one guy here, one guy there, and maybe a woman over here, and go fast. How do you move people quickly? Their legs have to be free to run. So what you do is you take a few people and you tie their neck to a tree branch. Then you tie their hands so they can't untie their neck. Then you get them running. If one of them stops, the other one will drag him. And you get moving. Until the other guys show up. They take a look at the situation. See who stole the people. Think maybe we can't take them without losing too many men. And here's where the story gets interesting. In the old days, sometimes that person who was taken was so important that one of the strong young men who had come would take their place. They would be lost. But the other one would be found.
但是就救回这个重要的人物。
Sometimes that happened.
有时是会这样。
That was called taking a person's head off.
这个就是换了个头。
You take their head off the pole.
你将这个人的头从这个树杈那里拿出来。
Somebody else puts their head on the pole.
那就换个另一人的人头上去。
And nobody else dies.
那就没人在那里死了。
What John Langer saw.
而 John Langer 看见的呢。
Was all the people coming off the pole.
他看见的就是所有的人都从那个树杈那里可以走出来。
John saw salvation through African eyes.
John 看见的就是用一个非洲人的眼光去看见救恩的演绎方法。
And pretty soon I'm going to be in his church and I'm going to explain what he saw. I haven't explained it fully to him yet.
我现在未完全解释给大家听，不过跟着会解释给大家听的。
Okay. Today in Burkina Faso,
现在在 Burkina Faso 的地方呢，
people are finding out about what salvation really is.
他们开始认识究竟救恩是什么东西。
So in a way, what we have today is mission accomplished.
我们其实看见的就是我们那个事工开始有成长。
This is a special Sunday we're celebrating with you.
我们这个很特别的一个主日，我们今天来到这里，是想和大家一起庆祝神的工作。
People's hands are being cut free.
我们看见这些人的手是被释放过来。
So they can untie their necks.
以至他们可以解开他们颈那个的绳索。
And now the real question is this.
但是跟着这个问题就是这样。
Will they untie their necks?
他们会不会解开自己的颈那个绳索呢？
Did this guy untie his neck?
这个人有没有解开自己的颈绳索呢？
He's still bound?
他继续是被捆绑住。
How do you know?
你怎么知道？
The other guys are going somewhere, he's going with them.
因为其他的人一直向前行，他就被拖住走咯。
You can look at people and see if they're saved.
你可以看见其实的人是不是被得拯救呢？
We show each other if we're saved or not.
我们可以证明，我们显明给人看，究竟你是不是已经得救呢？
Salvation is understandable. It's not too complicated.
救恩其实可以明白的，不是一个那么 complicated, 那么繁复的一件事情来的。
This is what salvation looks like.
这个其实就是救恩的图像。
And the devil is terrified.
魔鬼是很惊惶的。
He wants to be in charge of us, like God.
他希望好像神一样去管理着我们。
Usually people are okay with that.
很多时候其实人都 OK 的，即是魔鬼你话事啊。
And then somebody says, you don't have to do that anymore.
但有人就走来跟人宣告说，你不是一定需要跟着魔鬼的。
They preach the word of God.
他们去宣告神的说话。
They say anything that binds you, that keeps you from being a full, strong person.
告诉他们就是你今天是被虚假来捆绑着。
Ready to go save other people.
你今天可以被释放，以至你可以救其他人。
Anything that binds you like that.
今天任何东西捆绑着你的。
You can untie yourself from
that. 你可以自己释放。
You should untie yourself
from that. 你更加的需要去释放着自己出来。
People who are saved.
那些已经经历过救恩的。
They go into their relatives and they cut their hands free.
他们可以同样拿着这个刀去割开其他人被捆绑的手。
They're not going to cut their necks free.
更加可以解开他们绑在颈里面那个捆绑的意志，能够得自由。
That's not wise. God knows that. We know that. It's not wise. A person needs to untie their own neck if they want to be free.
我们神也都很清楚知道，就是如果你要得释放的话，需要自己去解开绑在颈里面那条绳。
Now, men are untying their necks, women are untying their necks in Burkina Faso.
现在我们看见在布基纳法索的里面，男人女人个个都经历过怎样去解开他们颈项里面的绳索。
And they're running.
他们更加的是奔走。
To cut their neighbors free.
更加奔走的去释放他其他的邻舍的捆绑。
Sometimes your neighbors do not want to be free.
有时候你的邻舍不想被释放过来。
They won't untie their necks.
他们不想解开自己颈里面那个捆锁。
You can see that.
你可以看得见其实。
What do you do?
咁你点呢？
You run next to them for a while.
你同佢一齐同步一齐去走。
Show them what you can do.
话俾佢知你表达俾佢睇你可以有啲咩嘅自由。
You can stand in a village full of demon worshippers and dance with joy and sing to God.
你可以喺一个满有恶魔侵扰嘅地嘅村庄里边，同佢一齐去跳舞赞美神。
So worship is powerful.
敬拜是没有能力的。
Let's watch this video. This is the last thing we're going to do this morning. When I was here last time, there was a group forming. Now there's a church. With us missing. And people are learning the word of God, baptizing, discipling, they're going. If you've been wondering why it took us so long, well, it just did. My son made this video. He went back to his hometown in Burkina Faso. A place where he grew up, where he wasn't going to a church. He wondered if there would be a church ever. He wondered if his parents were wasting their time. Maybe you did too. And now we know the end of the story, or this part of the story. As you're watching this story, I'm going to say, those men who were saved from demonic oppression, you're going to see them baptized. You won't know which ones they are. You're also the first person who gets baptized, though, I need to introduce to you. She's a woman, and this time last year, she had a tumor as big as her head, right here. Almost as big as her head. It was terrifying. Nobody knew what to do. When we prayed in Jesus' name, because the family let us do that, because they had no idea what else to do, God didn't take the tumor off. God gave that woman the church. And the church went to work where her family and her community did not. They said, we'll stand with you and we'll walk with you while we take care of this problem. Whatever demonic curse brought on this tumor, it is not a problem. The problem is the tumor. And the doctors can help you with that. And we have money to help you with that. And that's the first woman who goes into the baptism tank. She's joining a new family. Now, celebrate with us as we watch this. This is the last I'm going to say here this morning. Come with us to Burkina and join us in celebrating with them.
So I